Welcome to the Joe Mexico Radio Podcast Hour. And me and TJ are fucking going to jump back into it. And we're going to fucking talk about the behind the scenes of starting up a goddamn podcast. We had a podcast. Oh. Well, I had a fucking podcast. Oh. You jumped on there a couple of times. A lot of fucking listens there. A couple of hundred, actually.
Really?
Believe it or not, people fucking liked our show.
Oh.
Yeah. So.
Should have stopped.
I had shit to do.
Life.
Life.
Got in the way.
I got pregnant.
Had an abortion.
I had to fucking mourn the baby.
Yep.
That's how that works.
Got stuck in his fallopian tube.
Yeah, it sucks, man. Yeah, well, okay. Step one. It's going to sound like shit because it's off of the fucking phone.
Oh, right? This one, yeah, for sure.
Yeah. Okay. All right. As we were speaking before, there was a Facebook post that you said, like, yeah, let's record some shit, blah, blah, blah.
Actually, I was talking about shitty jobs. And somebody was like, let's do a podcast.
And it was Eddie.
Eddie. Edward came in.
Yeah. I don't know that guy that well, but apparently he's hilarious.
Oh, he's great. He's great. He's a great person.
Old.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Very old man.
Been around.
He has?
Yeah, he's lived a lot of places.
Physically?
Maybe. I don't know. I don't know much about his
penis. Wait, is he going to, like, stick around?
I hope
in the town?
Yeah,
he's been here for, like, fucking 10 years.
Yeah, he's not going anywhere. He's not going anywhere. He likes it here. He's got friends. He's got a life established here, so. All
right. Is he good at talking?
Oh, for sure.
All right.
For sure.
Well, that's a good start.
He's got great stories.
Yeah.
Good talking.
Yeah. All right. Yeah, I would definitely be down for that shit. I'll set up the fucking equipment as soon as my get over my abortion that I had.
How do they do it? Did they go in through the tube?
Huh?
How do they get it out of there?
I don't want to talk about this.
Oh, shit. So, yeah.
The main thing is, like, getting you fucking guys, like, once a week and that shit. Obviously, nobody's getting paid for it.
Right.
Because there's nothing that anybody would pay for it.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
And then you got to figure out, if you do want to get paid for it, figure out the marketing and all that shit, you know?
Yeah.
Get the word about town.
Yeah.
I am not popular.
Mm.
No.
No.
You and Eddie are.
Well, not really popular, but people know me, I guess. Not a lot of people, but, you know, a few people.
I fucking sold shit on the Facebook Marketplace, and they were like, yeah, I seen, like, mutual friends. Like, they looked at my profile, and they're like, yeah, the Tej. You know him, huh? I was like, yeah.
It's mostly
we have a deal or no?
Deal or no deal.
Where is Tej? How's he doing? I was like, yeah, fucking just take this goddamn fucking folding tray before I... Just go ahead and tell TJ to unfriend you. How about that? Ooh, I could hold that against them.
Hold them over their head, make them pay higher.
Yeah. You like TJ's posts, huh? Not for long, bitch.
Yeah.
I'll drop it down $3. We're at $8 for a goddamn furniture set.
Yeah.
And you have to pick up. You cunt. I fucking hate that shit.
Oh, can you deliver? Will you take less?
Anyways.
What? No.
I was going to tell you, though, all right, two nights into the new place, three nights will be tonight. Yeah. I got some shit to do over at the old place.
Clean?
No. Fuck that shit.
Well, you don't want your safety deposit?
No, apparently that doesn't even matter. Because apparently the landlords have to fucking clean anyways. They're selling the joints, so.
Yeah.
Also... I've never had anybody clean. I've had multiple people fucking move out on me.
Mm-hmm.
Never cleaned up. Never cleaned up when they fucking left.
Well, that's a little different.
I kind of want to twist that knife, you know? Mm. It's like, everybody else can do it. And now I can too.
Fucking Christ.
It's going to feel good.
Yeah, I'm just like, fuck them.
I'm going to jack off on the carpet and shit. It feels great. I'm going to leave it all dirty. Just going to roll around in there.
Sweet, I need to get a fucking steamer for this carpet.
That's a goddamn... You can borrow one of ours.
You got
one of ours.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know you had a carpet steamer.
Multiple of them.
Yeah, I need to go through and just clean the fucking carpets. I need a good...
Yeah.
Good deep clean.
Where was I, though? Okay, so after that shit, blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. Then back down to the basement and clear out a fucking couple of rooms. Got the drop ceilings. It's quiet as fuck.
Yeah.
I think I'll be able to go ahead and set up the mix board and all that shit efficiently.
In your office?
I don't think it's going to be in the office. I would like to start off in the basement.
Mm. Why is that?
Quietness. It's hard to fucking drown out. Like, there's so much shit.
Like ambient sounds?
There's so much ambient sounds that you have no idea what the fuck is going on. Like, for example, watch a fucking porno in the kitchen. Mm-hmm. Anytime that, like, the sink turns on or they're, you know, clanging around pots and pans and shit, that shit is loud as fuck. In the movies, they cut all that shit out. What do they call that? They redub it with, what do they call
it? Remastered?
No.
Overdub?
No. It's like something like, oh, here comes the horse, and they'll take two cup,
coconuts
and shit. And
yeah, they do the sound thing.
Yeah. That kind of shit. So there's a lot of ambient noise. And down there, it's quiet as fuck. So that's cool.
Yeah. I mean, you live in a quiet neighborhood now, you know.
I think I'd make it cool down there.
Yeah.
For sure. Open up some windows and shit. We can fucking smoke ciggies and blow it out the window.
You know,
blow it through a goddamn...
The little dryer sheet tube?
Yes. You know.
Yeah. Well,
nobody will ever know.
Like smoking pot when you're a child. In the house. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Damn. I bet you somebody was so stupid enough to, like, fucking put a dryer sheet over a bong... Inhale it. It's like, dude, if we just cut out the middleman.
Oh, that tastes like shit.
It makes your lungs feel fantastic.
Oh, how good that would be.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, also consistency. You think you'll be able to get a hold of this dude?
Well, that's the thing. Like, Ray wants to do it. Like, Ray's, like, really pushing to want to do it. And, which is fine. Like, I just, you know.
I wouldn't mind if it was set up, like, because obviously it's not going to be live. I wouldn't mind if it was set up where, you know, at least once a week, but it has to be released, and it has, you guys have to come up on a day and a time to be able to release it.
Yeah, like, it's got to be scheduled.
You know what I mean?
Like a gig.
Wednesday at 3 o'clock, well, we're going to go ahead and release it. I don't give a fuck if you guys come over and do it at, you know, well, I mean.
Because Ray works Thursday.
Sunday. Yet.
So it would have to be, like, probably during a weekend, Friday, Saturday, or Sunday.
Yeah.
You go through the whole ordeal. Probably Friday.
And then just drag through it.
I would like a Friday.
It seems like most podcasts, like, they start to take off after the 100th episode.
Like, people start paying attention?
That, there's a way to hack that shit. You could hack the,
move it up. You were talking about that, like to move it up in iTunes and shit.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's all just algorithms.
Yeah, because I'd like to do it. Definitely want to do it.
Stop messing with that shit. See, you're fucking up the sound already. Oh, fucking up the shit. You didn't even fucking start. Yeah. All right. Yeah. That'd be the shit. How long?
Oh, it's going to be long for me.
17 hours.
Not that long for
goddamn marathon.
It's not going to be fucking that history podcast with
Dan Carlin.
Darren Carlin.
Yeah. Oh my god! Just released the fucking the second one. Did you listen to all of it? Don't spoil it.
Hell no.
Do the Americans win? Don't fucking spoil it.
It's like you didn't know and shit. I don't know how this happens. It's like it's a parallel universe. Like he's just like talking about like a movie or something.
Oh god damn.
It's not Red Dawn, man.
I love that shit. I know it's so fucking cliche. I love all that cliche shit. It's so fucking good. Watch that Han Solo movie.
You don't like Solo?
They threw politics into it. I don't like that shit.
They're always trying to throw politics. Now it's like it's
big now thing. Not in the original Star Wars.
Yeah. Now it's, you know, it's a big thing. I don't know. I try not to. That's another point. I don't really want to do.
It's gonna be great.
Politics on
Eddie and TJ's podcast. Leftist podcast.
I really don't want to do that.
The fucking most lefty communist.
Definitely won't be. Well, we're both centrists, so that's not gonna.
The TJ really and Eddie
centrist podcast.
Republican, fucking mega. Mega Mecca? Ah, that's a good name. I like that.
Not going that route.
Mega Mecca.
Did you, yeah. I don't really feel like.
Well, we could put the
inappropriately
fucking cover,
surrounding Native
cover
Americans.
Cover thing as like a big shark, you know, like the Megalodon.
Oh, Megalodon?
Yeah.
Oh, it was the Meg.
But it'll be the Megalodon.
I got accidentally trapped into watching that shitty movie. That was a hunk of shit.
That thing's got a whole bunch of people, a whole bunch of people watch that shit.
Oh, yeah. People love dumb movies.
Yeah.
Now, I don't know. I like dumb movies, but that.
Bird Box?
I haven't watched it. I don't really want to.
65 million people watched it.
Yeah, no, it was huge. I mean, that's why it was like a fucking meme.
Yeah, memes are big.
That's how it goes. Everything just turns into a meme if it's good. If it's got any relevance or in the world.
Yeah, that's true.
Or pop culture, I should say. Relevance in pop culture. American pop culture, especially.
What's your podcast going to be about? Just you and Eddie just sitting down and fucking talking?
Yeah. I don't
He's a drinker, isn't he?
Yeah.
Are you going to drink on mic?
I don't know. Maybe sometimes. I don't want to do that too much.
That's a bad thing to start.
No, because then you start getting fucking tanked, and then you start saying stupid shit, and the conversation kind of goes flat. Yeah. Slurring and shit. Yeah, I don't want that. I slur enough just with normal speech.
Yeah, it's a hard thing.
People all the time are like, what did you say? I'm like, blah, 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 blah. I got mumble mouth.
You do?
Mm-hmm.
You don't. You have the, like, no, not.
Not always. It just happens sometimes.
It's as bad as I do.
Yeah. Maybe some deciphering probably from this one.
It's fine. Who cares what the fuck you sound like? Look at Bob Dylan, Tom Petty, goddamn.
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
Listen to Joe Rogan. Joe Rogan doesn't exactly have the. He doesn't have a radio voice.
He's very
like
clear, though.
Anthony Cumier has a radio voice.
He does. I was listening to his podcast with Joe.
Oh. Yeah, I thought you were going to say Artie.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Yeah, he kind of went.
That's so fucking depressing.
Artie?
Artie Lang is so depressing.
Yeah.
Everybody's like, he's not a shithead. He's just fucked up on drugs. You're like, damn.
He's literally just fucked up on drugs all the time.
Yeah.
And it just cannot rely on that guy. But that's okay.
That sucks, man.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, that's I don't need any more reasons to drink. I just do the podcast, you know? Have fun. Yeah. Maybe it's a little celebratory. Who knows?
Did you ever take it into consideration that me and Eddie might not like each other? And I will take it professionally, and he might not, and he'll fucking try to fight me or something in my own house?
I don't think that will happen. I have... What? No.
Okay.
What? I don't know.
I don't know this guy. I met him.
I know.
Seems like a nice guy.
I don't think you have anything to worry about.
Maybe I might not like him.
No, you like Eddie. He's a nice guy.
Sorry, man. I haven't been talking to too many people.
Think about it, stuff too hard, man.
Mm-mm. Woke. It's fuck. Mm. Woke.
That's what that is. Well, I don't, it's not like you gotta live with this guy for, you know, and seven other strangers.
Apparently.
For undisclosed amount of time. It's not like real world or anything. Well, that's not undisclosed. It's very disclosed. But, yeah, you don't have to be, like, under the gun with him or anything. You'll be all right.
One of the real world, like, the original cast, like, way back then,
mm-hmm.
way back when, mm-hmm. Fucking babysat my mom, the family.
Oh,
one of them,
yeah,
he's
from
guys,
Hayward. He was from Hayward. That one dude was from Hayward.
Yeah, and that guy fucking, I think his brother, like, ran for fucking...
Mayor of Hayward?
No. He's like a district representative. I don't know.
Oh, really?
He's a political figure up there.
I know they do like Republican.
They up do, there,
yeah,
for
like
sure.
He's Republican. Like, I know he has some kind of ties to it, too. I read something about them not too long ago.
Yeah. Apparently, they're good guys.
I just miss pop.
Apparently, to my mom, yeah, she would fuck them. So that's fun to hear, you know.
Everybody wants to hear about their parents wanting to fuck people that aren't their other parent.
Yeah. Puck, the fun thing about Puck, mm-hmm. never used silverware.
No.
No? Well. Just eat with your fingers.
I got
Puck was one of the only ones that I remember.
He got excommunicated from the fucking show. He was like the first person to get kicked off.
I woke up in a cold sweat the other day. Thinking about Jesse from Who Wants to Be an MTV.
Holy shit.
What is it, a VJ?
Yeah, the VJ.
Remember that shit?
Yeah.
The guy with the fucking crazy hair.
Yeah, he's like, oh, yeah. He's all super skinny and shit. And weird.
I was like, I don't know why that just fucking happened.
Not too long ago.
Where did he go?
He's around. I guess he got fucked up on drugs or alcohol or something.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, he was fucking obnoxious.
Yeah, man.
I knew that wasn't going to last. I was like, oh, this isn't going to last very long. Fucking picked him.
It was the viewer's choice. Mm. I think.
People love a good train.
That was the shit. Like, Carson Daly, mm-hmm. that was a big thing.
Mm-hmm. I always loved the Dave Chappelle episode about the future. They're on GRL. Carson Daly was all bald and he was still there. And he's like, why am I doing this?
I was showing my son some Dave Chappelle skits and shit from mm-hmm. the Chappelle Show.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ. Dude, I had to cut this shit off. I was like, nope. Yeah. This is... It's kind of fun, like the trading spouses kind of thing.
Holy Jesus.
I was like, yeah, this is cool, but I actually can't show my son a simulated sex scene mm-hmm. because he's only 9 years old. So up until that, yeah. If you guys watch that scene again, it's so fucking funny. Like the whole bit is funny. Up until like the simulated sex, you can't show anybody. Underage, you can't show them that.
Do you think anybody ever fucked on wife swap?
For sure.
For sure?
For sure, man.
I have to go back in the analogs of that and look around and see if there's any kind of little scandalous shit going on.
I've never watched wife swap, but...
I watched a couple times with my parents. They'd love watching that shit. My parents love shitty TV. Love.
Dude, any chick that is down for... Just swapping out the husband?
Yeah.
You don't think that she's thirsty for that shit?
Yeah, I just watched a movie like that. Swinging Safari. It was like that. No. It was big in the 70s.
Safari?
Yeah, it was a song.
And the Africans?
No, Swinging Safari was a song. From like the 70s or 60s.
Never heard it.
It sucks. But, yeah, it was just like about this little cul-de-sac and all, you know, the parents started fucking each other at the one party and it... Shit went down. It was a good movie. It's funny.
Was that like a...
It was an Australian movie, so...
It was like a Australian.
Yeah.
So instead of like a fishbowl, they had like a... What? Like the alligator pond? The chick's arm... He's in the alligator pond.
It was a vase and the chick's arm got caught in it.
Wow.
They had the Vaseline up her arm to get it off.
That's hot.
And then the chick was like, keep the booed.
Hmm?
The one chick kept saying, keep the mood.
That's
don't
fucking,
lose the mood.
That's so sexy. I love that shit. Well, that's chick, fucking hot.
The one hot chick, the one hot mom was getting banged out. The one dude didn't want to go. Yeah, he was like, no, because
are you tensed up? Do you want me to turn this shit off?
No.
Okay.
No.
Dude, keep
just
the
mood. Fucking weirdo.
She had a fucking, her arm in the vase.
Yeah.
They're trying to Vaseline it out. That's hilarious.
They were like, keep the mood.
Yes. Like, if somebody wants to get their ass fisted.
Oh, yeah. Oh, God, yeah.
Let me fist your ass.
They fist an ass? Okay, that was a terrible Australian accent, but you had a solid one.
Huh?
Yours was pretty solid. Mine was fucking terrible.
Yeah.
I feel like you'd fit in Australia very well. You look Australian.
Hmm. Puerto Rico, too. I've been told that, too.
What?
I would fit in Puerto Rico. Very well. Puerto Rican men wouldn't like me, but
well, I know Puerto Rican.
But the ladies will love me.
That's a good thing, I feel like. Yeah. I want to go to Puerto Rico.
I grew up with you. Ladies.
Yeah.
Puerto Rican fucking chicks would be chasing me.
Mm-hmm. Black girls, Mexican girls, and Puerto Rican girls loved you.
I feel like...
I don't know why.
Huh?
I don't know what energy you gave off, but they loved you.
The first awkward, I had a crush on this girl named Kara. She was a black chick.
Kara Roberts. Oh, nope. Oh, let me call him back. Huh? I almost said her old name. Yeah.
Oh. I did. Yeah, it was like in the second grade, something like that.
Oh, I love her. I grew up with her.
You know.
I'm friends with her on Facebook.
And we were like, dude, we were good friends and shit. And I was like, ooh, she's pretty. Mm-hmm. And, I don't know, race never fucking came into it.
She,
And then it was like, ooh, there's a...
She works, she works with my cousin's wife. And,
Please tell me that she's horrifically fat.
No,
and
God,
doing
no.
bad.
God, no, no, no. She's just working.
She's still
God.
Pretty?
Yeah.
God damn it.
Yeah. She, she's like, my cousin's wife sent me a Snapchat of her. And she was like, TJ, remember this? And she did the whole teacher, you're pushing my buttons and pulling my chains. Remember, was it Miss Peterson?
No, you didn't remember this chick.
Who
was? This was at Wadowitz, bitch.
She went to Jersey. Kara Robertson?
I don't know if it was Robertson.
Huh. I know she moved it. She moved and then...
Okay, let me break it down. She wore little pink shirts. She was probably about 3'4".
I don't know.
When I was attracted to her, I was maybe 3 foot even. I don't know. How fucking tall are...
I don't know.
Second and third graders.
I have no idea. I mean, my nephew's huge, so I don't have a lot to go off of.
Which one?
Levi.
Yeah.
He's like first or second grade.
My kid's fucking huge.
Yeah. Yeah, he is.
This motherfucker, dude, woke up today, slept in beautifully, mm-hmm. felt fucking great. Mm-hmm. I love a king-size bed. Mm-hmm. I don't get to fucking kick the old lady and shit. Mm-hmm. I can sprawl out mm-hmm. fucking Spider-Man style and shit like that. I woke up, there was two pieces of pizza left. This motherfucker ate one.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Whole bagel.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, split it in half. Lord knows what the fuck he put on top of it.
Cream cheese for sure, I'm guessing.
Anything that is, like, the most fat shit that you could possibly think of.
Well, it's depending on if you would want him to go sweet or savory.
We're about up to about 8 o'clock. 8 a.m. Mm. Okay. All right, piece of pizza.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of fucking carbs so far.
A bagel.
A bagel. Yeah, mm-hmm. A lot of fucking carbs. A
lot of carbs, yeah.
Sneak eating oyster crackers, which are fucking delicious.
I don't like oyster crackers.
What?
Mm-hmm.
The little ones? The octagon looking ones?
Yeah, you put them in your soup.
That's the shit, dude. You fucking crack them with your teeth. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, you like plain chips. I don't like plain chips.
Yeah.
I like the flavor too much.
This boy went in with a couple more pancakes that we made yesterday.
Jesus Christ, pancakes. You have diabetes.
Okay, pancakes are like, let me see, saucer size, you know?
Mm-hmm.
It's hard to fucking measure a pancake.
I mean, I'm guessing a standard size pancake. It's not a mini pancake, not a
hamsy pancake.
Not a Paul Bunyan flapjack, but, you know.
Right.
Regular size. Pancake, yeah.
There is no regular size pancake.
There isn't. I don't think there's like a, unless you get like a mold or something, but I think there's no committed size to it. I think you just, you know, everybody.
I don't go to IHOP, so I don't know. Huh?
Sucks.
I've been there a couple of times. Yeah. Their pancakes are good.
D did a pancake eating contest there.
How'd he do?
Well, I found out yesterday that he started stuffing them in his pockets.
Are you serious?
I swear to God.
Wait, this is recently?
This was a couple years ago.
That's fucking hilarious.
Yeah, he did it. There was some guy named, like, Lord fucking something. Something or other, his name. He was on the board. He ate 22. And D didn't beat him, I'm guessing.
Even 22 of the... Remember them little pancakes? Like, the little... I think Eggo... Made like a microwavable.
Oh, they're fucking terrible.
Even 22 of those, this shit will fill you up.
Oh, fucking dude. I don't know how anybody
Yeah, anyway.
Ate those and then went fucking lumberjacked.
All right. So he stuffed the fucking pancakes into his goddamn pants. Yeah.
I don't know if he beat the guard. I can't remember, but he fucking...
He have cargo shorts on?
Something. He was started
fucking out like, yeah.
Fucking Mike and they were like, dude, you started stuffing them in his pockets. He didn't even fucking eat them all. Fucking started...
Did he get on the wall?
Oh, I think he got on the wall, but you know what he told me? He said,
oh, man.
If you ain't cheating, you ain't trying hard enough. Like the Marines say.
That's so fucked up.
He's a psychopath.
That's fucking hilarious. That's great.
Go to Black Hand Tattoo for all your tattoo needs. Talk to D. Hutch.
Yeah, he'll do that shit. He'll do it up good. I don't have no tattoos.
Well, he told me back in the day he wanted a pancake tattoo.
He likes pancakes that bad?
Not anymore. He's like, no, I'm over it now. I was like, what if you got that tattoo? You know, the pancake guy forever. Everybody, it's like when you...
He covered up, making it look like a Michelin bad or something.
Listen, man, when I told people I like Hennessy, I told them, I feel like it was like just a year. I was like, really, like, I like drinking it. Every fucking birthday and Christmas, that's all I fucking got for like years.
Happy birthday, man.
Dude, my birthday parties would just be the little, you know, the kiddie pool. Dude, the whole fucking thing was like filled with like 10 of them. All different sizes.
That man showed up. Looking like, he looked like he was tripping on acid at your birthday party. Yeah, dude, he had like a fucking Gilligan hat on and shit like that.
Oh, yeah.
He had a fucking... Yeah, a
fisherman hat.
Yeah. He had a camera around his neck. It was like, okay,
dude, right, D and Mike got drunk like they were my fucking dads and it was my birthday and they were so happy and excited. Oh, my fucking Mimi's glasses.
Yeah.
Thanks. Yeah, they used to get wasted at my birthday party and be like... They look like they're about to cry and shit. They'd be like,
yeah.
Happy birthday, man.
Wait, D and Mike?
Yeah, I'm like, oh, I love you. I'm like, dude, it's like my dad just got drunk at my birthday party.
They lived together.
They did. They did at that time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I never want to live with anybody like that.
There's rules. There's parameters. It's easy if you're not, like, trying to kick it all the time.
Mm.
I'm very good at it, living with friends. Actually kicking with them less when I live with them.
Mm-hmm. I think that's definitely the trick. I lived with Strachey, you know, it was like...
You guys had a pat down pat.
Dude, it was fucking awesome.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to see you the least amount that I can see you.
Yeah.
And that's going to be the deal, okay? Different shifts? That was fucking great. I'd come home...
You were on second then, right?
I was on first, he was on second. So that's the shit. Like, coming home, house all tidied up, you know...
Yeah, he's a psychopath. He's OCD for sure.
No.
I'm joking.
He's
he's got the largest t-shirt collection on the planet.
Yeah, I don't get that shit. I've been wearing the same fucking clothes like goddamn cartoon character.
Dude, every time we went somewhere, like if we went to like an event, like the fucking, you know, block party, a fucking, you know, like the baby block party or something, let's say. The motherfucker would come, I'd see like disappear, and then he'd come back like, you know, fucking half hour later with like four t-shirts. But... What, all the boosts bought every fucking shirt they had, man.
Yeah.
I was like, Jesus.
He would spend so much shit. Dude, he would spend so much fucking money at, like, what's that place in Milwaukee? The
Moda 3.
Moda 3.
You love Moda.
Yeah.
Well, he's like snowboards too, doesn't he? Or ski snowboards.
Tell me that you've seen that Netflix, the fucking...
No. I already know what you're talking about, that slobby kid.
No, oh my God, it's so ridiculous. Christ.
Shoot me in the fucking head. I watched one episode, my nephew was like, I want to watch another, you want to watch another one? I was like, no. He's like, I didn't like it either. I was like, thank God. I was like,
oh, come on. Makes me feel like I'm going to be a millionaire.
How do you think, like, a night out with him would be?
Facebook, huh?
Like, a night out, hanging out with that guy, would you just, like, disappear at one point? Like, I can't take this.
Oh, no, I think he's probably a super nice guy.
I don't think he's an asshole or anything, but he's fucking obnoxious.
No.
I don't know if I could deal with
this. There's probably a lot of people around him to stop, like, bullshit coming in. You know what I mean?
Well, he might be, like, the man. They just, like, hyping him up, you know? They're like, yeah, you're fucking great. Who knows? I don't know. I'm not there, like, knocking
the guy me. Must the be busy, business like savvy as fuck.
Oh, for sure. 100%. I mean, he's in business. He's got a TV show on Netflix.
There's no way that I would play that show if I was Netflix for the next, like, 10 seasons.
I wouldn't lock him up.
There's no way that I would pay $400 for a Wu-Tang shirt.
Yeah.
And so, you know, that's the way it goes.
Yeah, and it's always like, it sucks because I look
but at that somebody now. Will.
It's like, because you know how those things start. It's like the people that actually genuinely give a fuck about that. Like, I care about Wu-Tang. I love this shirt. I remember this shirt when I was a kid. You know, I want the shirt again.
Yeah.
It starts like that. Those are the people who start buying that shit out. They find people. They're like, yeah, man, I'm fucking old. I'm selling all this shit from when I was a kid.
What did I see? They only had, like, Wu-Tang only has, like, fucking 16 radio. They only released 16 radio hits.
Really?
16 songs.
Is that including the solo album? Is this, like, together?
Oof, shit, man. You're talking about the Hive. It's...
Like, I mean, I'm not even saying, like, the affiliates. I'm saying exactly, like, Raekwon's album or whatever, like, which is my favorite Wu-Tang solo album. I think it's Wu-Tang.
Raekwon is?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Only Built for Cuban Links is my shit.
Yeah, that's
I good. Listen to it pretty, like, at least once a week. I listen to a track off it at least once a week.
It's, yeah, they hold solid. The Wu-Tang.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Not like that, No Limit.
Oh, that shit's still great. Oh, that shit's still great, man. I mean, that shit's like, you know, you go into the little time capsule when you listen to it. Oh, speaking of that, here. This is yours.
What's this? Mid-90s?
Yeah, that's a digital download.
What? Yeah. Can I watch this tonight?
Yeah. Yep.
Oh, fuck yeah.
I got, like...
You bought it?
Well, I bought it for Rob. Rob gave me the digital download, and then I got it now on my computer, so I don't need... I didn't use that.
Thanks, buddy.
Fresh. Yeah, use it. Merry Christmas.
Oh, my God. I'm a jerk off to this. That's great.
You'll probably cry.
Dude, it doesn't take much.
Yeah, that's good.
Do you ever watch shit to make... intentionally, like...
Yeah.
I intentionally watch shit to make me cry.
Yeah, if I need a good cry, I'll watch Manchester by the Sea.
I've been thinking about proposing to Sarah, which I will, eventually.
Yeah.
You know. And then you watch, like, the dumb shit where it's like, you know, you've seen that, like, you know, put the headphones on and the chick...
Oh, yeah.
He's like in the back of the van. Oh, you love those
videos. Yeah, you love those fucking videos.
Yeah, that dude, that shit will fucking choke me up. There was one on a gay pride parade. This motherfucker, gay people, flamboyantly gay,
mm-hmm.
You know.
That's got to be extravagant, I feel like, if they're going to propose.
Dude, to fuck it, I'll show you it later.
It'll be over the top.
They drop the whole goddamn fucking flags and all that shit, mm-hmm. And this guy's just... It was like, you know, they had like 8-10 people fucking twirling flags, mm-hmm. And shit, and you know, like the big rainbow flags. And,
yeah.
And he was like, what the fuck is going on? It was like, oh my God! Two gorgeous men getting married. Go ahead.
Don't they?
Go on now.
Don't they? That's like the thing girls are always like, you don't see a ton of ugly gay guys.
Let me ask you this. How would you propose to somebody?
I've never thought about it because I don't plan on doing it. But for the show's sake.
You'd probably just fucking just be like, hey, bitch.
It well, it depends. I mean.
Hey, bitch. You'd dang Danielle Bregoli that shit.
Dude. No, God,
hey,
no.
Hey, bitch.
God, no. I'm not that.
You want to get married?
Crude. I'm crude. I'm not that crude. I mean, it would depend. Like, I mean, it would depend on what my girl was into. Like, if we were like hiking, I'd like take her to some beautiful spot. You know, like a Rob did, like first date, took her to the spot on their first date.
No, I think Rob did it. He did it good.
Yeah,
because nobody goes to the fucking Michigan when it's like
it was cold,
super fucking cold.
Yeah, it was Thanksgiving weekend.
Yeah, so. When they get divorced, there's no ifs, ands, or buts about it.
I'm not going to get divorced.
She's not... When they get divorced, she'll never... She won't go back and visit a freezing Lake Michigan.
Mm.
You know?
Mm. Yeah.
It's like, don't do it on your birthday.
Mm. Yeah, because it's associated with that forever.
Right.
Yeah.
So Rob did it well.
Mm-hmm.
He's already... He's pre-planning the divorce.
Mm-hmm.
Genius.
Mm-hmm.
Man.
You're an idiot. No, I don't think that's what happens.
I think that's how it goes.
I don't know. I'm not... I don't know. Like, marriage is a big thing, man. Shout out to anybody that want to do it, you know.
Shout out to anybody that want to do it.
Like, for me, I'm good.
I was listening
I can't even stay in a relationship past 6 months. It's like the fucking... I'm over it by 3 months, and I'm just scared to fucking break up with them for the last three.
Yeah. No, right. Dude.
I'm like, hinting at it, like, come on, like, this is over.
Yeah. Who's going to pull the trigger first? Mm-hmm. Wait, do you always break up with the person, or...
Last one, yes. The one before it, they broke up with me. But I tried to break up with them 3 months in, and then they started sobbing, and I felt bad. So I was like, all right, we'll just
say that. Big softy.
Yep. Well, I did the biggest asshole move I ever did in my life.
Which is?
I told her I loved her, and then I took it back.
Ooh. Wait, what? Oh. Man. That's not the biggest asshole.
Kind of sucks. I wouldn't want somebody doing that to my daughter. I wouldn't want somebody to do it to me.
How the fuck are you going to even have a daughter if you can't even hold down a
relationship? If I had a daughter, I'm saying, hypothetical.
If you had a daughter.
Yeah. Well, that doesn't take a relationship to have a daughter. All I got to do is come in somebody, and the possibilities
What do you mean? That's the problem with the Han Solo thing. The movie that I had. It was terrible.
Mm.
Yeah. He was like, yeah, how'd you get along with your dad? And he's like, didn't know him.
Yeah, very nonchalant.
And Lando was like, yeah, I didn't know him either. But my mom was the most fantastic woman. It was like, bitch, don't that fucking story, be promoting this shit,
that
man.
That story has been fucking told, I feel like, all the time. That's the story I hear all the time. It's on Facebook, even. It's fucking, that rhetoric is all the time. Well, I told my niece, I was like, listen, if you ain't with the right guy, you're going to end up holding the bag.
I'm gotta fighting.
Carry the kid. You got to carry the kid.
Dude, I've been butting heads with me and my kid, terrible. We have been fucking just butting heads left and right. But if anybody's going to be butting heads with that kid, it's going to be me. I fucking... He slept for like 4 hours today. I think I made him depressed.
Jesus Christ.
What? There's nothing wrong with that.
Oh, it isn't?
No, I want him to do good, but I don't want him to fucking... yeah.
Well, you know, you don't want to make it, you know, fucking easy for him. Like, just like, everything's all right. Everything's great. Like, no, dude.
I was watching something today that reading shouldn't be introduced until the third grade.
That was on a podcast. I just heard that the other day.
What the fuck is...
That's fucking stupid. Why not?
How are you going to argue with people if you don't get them started with the fucking life? Life is fucking stupid, man. Yeah. It's stupid hard.
Well, we're not in the fucking 1880s anymore where you don't have the choice to not be to be illiterate. It's like now you have the choice to be illiterate in America.
In the 1880s.
Yeah, you didn't have a choice back then. You can't afford school, dude.
Yeah.
You ain't going. You got to work on the fucking farm.
Plus, slavery was over. So that's cool.
It's always a good thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, and the literacy rate with them, with the young blacks when they left the farm. They weren't allowed to read forever.
Yeah.
You know, so it's like, yeah, I mean, dude.
Dude, I was trying to fucking show my kid, too. He was talking about, they don't talk about that shit in school.
About what?
Slavery.
Really? Why not? That's a very important, huge,
this they don't country talk was about built a on a lot that. Of shit
our country,
in school.
Our country was built on free labor. Let's not discuss this.
It's a good discussion.
It's a discussion that needs to be had and understood.
Yes. Yes. Absolutely. Absolutely.
We need people to understand the horrors of this shit and why we should never do it.
And there is still slavery going on.
Yeah. Yeah,
there's more slavery going on right now than there's ever been.
Really?
In the history of man, yes.
I'm going to have to look that up. Not that I don't believe you, but I want to, find out for myself. I know, Libya shithole.
Maybe Dubai, go check that out.
We got a lot of Koreans out there and Chinese.
Well, I mean, it's kind of easy. It's like, hey, TJ, do all this shit for me and I'll fucking...
Well, it's not...
I'll pay you.
I don't feel like it's like... Like, I feel with like a lot of that shit, it's like, yeah, trickery. With the shit in Libya, that's like they're literally like rounding people up.
Yeah. And
putting them on auction blocks.
Yeah, it's not good.
That's fucking insane.
Yeah.
That shouldn't be happening.
Public auctions.
Yeah, public auctions in Libya.
How much you want for that person?
Of black Africans escaping from their countries trying to get to Europe.
Or, I don't give a fuck who it is. This is white people. I don't give a fuck.
Well, that's what's going on.
It's a
Libya.
Human being, man.
Yeah, it's a human. It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
But I was like, that shit that's going on in fucking Africa is fucking insane.
I think that would be a good fucking starting point with you and Eddie's podcast. You should just name it, Let's Talk About Slavery.
No.
Oh.
No, absolutely not.
Oh.
I'm no fucking person to be talking about any of that shit.
Okay.
I don't have any fucking significant knowledge.
Let's enslave Jack.
I have no insight.
Is that it?
No.
Well, I'm working for free.
What? I don't know. What do you want me to do?
You got me so excited to do this podcast.
That's not slavery, then. You're doing this because you like to do it.
You guys manipulated me.
I did manipulate you. You looked at it. I didn't even say your fucking name. I said, we need the young Jamie for this podcast. Social. And you came in there. He's like, yeah, I'm down for it. I'll do it. I'll be your young Jamie. I was like,
and I will.
Yes.
I'm a sucker of the system. Social engineering like a motherfucker.
Shut up. Oh, Jesus.
Can't wait to hear
this. This is a page out of The Prince from Machiavelli.
Hmm. I know it's been a while, too, but either way, one of the first podcasts that you guys would do, which hopefully I can get, I think Eddie might like to join. I don't think that Eddie's, from the little bit that I know him, he doesn't seem too judgmental.
No, God, no.
So.
No.
He's
probably one of the most solid people I've ever met in my life.
Yeah.
In my opinion. And that's not like hyping him up or anything, but like, no, he's a good dude.
Yeah.
That's a super good thing. You want people that don't, you don't want judgmental people. I talk shit, but I don't, you know. I'm not trying to make anybody feel bad about their life, who they are.
Sometimes.
Unless they're dickheads and they need to get the mirror put up in their face. Like, hey, you know what? You've been a fucking cunt. Somebody needs to tell you about it.
Yeah.
It's like we were talking about that the other night. We were talking about like when you go out drinking.
Who's we?
My buddies for their birthday, for my friend's birthday, Mike Hart. So we went out.
I love Mike Hart.
Yeah, he's great.
Dude, that guy's a good shit. Yeah, he's a good shit.
Went to fucking Shogun.
Oh, yeah?
I ate, people kept giving me their food.
Oh, really?
It was great. Yeah, they're throwing shrimp.
Oh, I'll try this.
Like, yeah, they're like, dude, you want my shrimp? You want the rest of my sushi? Well, yeah, motherfucker, for sure.
Sushi good?
I love sushi.
I mean, I heard it's, like, good.
I've been eating a lot of seafood lately.
But it doesn't seem like you can get full off of it. It's like little tiny fillets.
You can, definitely.
A lot of protein, right?
Yeah, well, you got the rice, the carbs.
Ah.
Boss man that gave me the sushi, he had, like, he started just picking the fish off of it and leaving, like, because he got the lump of rice, and it's got the fish over the top of it. He started eating the fish and leaving all the rice. He had all these little rice blobs on his plate.
The little leaf?
No, not them ones. Those are a different type of sushi. There's those. He gave me those. Those were good. But he had the ones with, like, they just have, like, a lump of rice, and they lay a piece of
fish. Is it bay leaf? Is that really poisonous?
Oh, no, it's just hard to digest. You can't digest it.
All right. So you end up looking like a gorilla?
Like, you can cut your insides up, they said. Somebody said that.
Really?
Yeah, because it just takes so long to back you up.
Really?
Yeah, because it doesn't break down.
Why do they throw a bay leaf in?
Flavor. It adds flavor.
To what? I don't know what
to... So it doesn't break down. So, like, even if, say, you had, like, a stew and you put a bay leaf in it, it would, like, cook all day. You know, you can cook it forever. You take out the bay leaf, it would still be crisp. It's just a dense fucking leaf, man.
But it just secretes some kind of...
Yeah, it puts a flavor into
delicious,
it.
Delicious flavor.
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah, they get it like Puerto Rican rice. They put it in Puerto Rican rice and they cook it.
Love Puerto Rican rice.
Yeah. Have you gone to the new Puerto Rican restaurant, Racine?
I don't know where it is.
El Gustazo.
El Gustazo, yep. Is where?
It is on Spring Street, right over by where Gio's used to be, right by the hospital. It's in the old Dutch custard.
That's where it is. Yep. Okay.
It's fucking right. Fantastic.
And before that, it was the tacos.
Santa Fe.
Santa Fe tacos.
Which I don't like their tacos.
I like their tacos.
A lot of people do.
I'm not a biased motherfucker at all.
I am with my tacos. I'm picky about where I go. There's a couple places I go to.
Yeah. Yeah. I went to the Picos. Fuck the Picos.
It's expensive as hell, too.
And Tuesdays, they got a hell of a deal.
What is that?
The fucking 10 for 20.
Oh, 10 tacos for 20 bucks?
Yeah, plus a buttload of rice and...
Beans?
And, like, a big bag of chips.
Oh, block. Okay. Oh, for real?
Yeah.
That ain't a bad deal, then.
Tuesday.
They got a new one on Douglas. Tuesday. They got a new one on Douglas. An old Los Mariachis and Baldos, then Mi Tierra. Now it's,
lettuce. This is the benefit of capitalism, dude. You can see the fucking, like, Foxconn moving in and shit like that. And, like, yeah. They're redistributing... The whole fucking city is changing.
A lot. It really is.
Like, they're fucking making a bunch of lanes like, dude, we're getting a whole bunch of traffic here.
They bought a building downtown. Right by your mom.
Right next to my mom.
Yep.
They're like, oh, this is looking nice.
It's going to be a center.
It looks like a beautiful.
It's going to be like for adult education, a bunch of stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's crazy. I don't know, you know, how far it's going
to be. And in Milwaukee, too. And they gave a bunch of money to Gateway.
Yeah.
To go ahead and fucking educate yourself about.
Yeah, I told you.
We need fucking. You did?
Yeah.
No, you did not.
Dude, I told you about a bunch of stuff that was going on.
Well, I deal with this. No, look. Gateway got that big fund. Metallica gave a big fund.
Yeah, I told you that one. That's the one I told you.
No, I told you that.
Was that you that told me that?
Yes, and then you had to go look it up.
Oh, yeah. Metallica, that's fucking crazy.
Bitch, I'm wiser than you. Than I look.
Oh, no, you're not dumb. I never thought you were dumb, Jack.
I mean, yes, you did.
You're an idiot, yes, but you're not dumb.
You stabbed me in the fucking face with a fork.
Dude, I think this has been on at least three podcasts now.
Whatever.
Since we brought this story up.
Still fact.
It's not. I didn't say it wasn't a fact.
It's very factual.
Get over it.
I will. I have.
Oh, have you?
Zen.
Mm-hmm.
Fucking zenning that shit out.
There is a monastery up north I want to go to.
Monastery?
Yeah, it's all, between the Dells and Madison. It's like right by Devil's Lake.
Okay.
Yeah, that was perfect. They got a Buddhist monastery, a Zen Buddhist monastery up there. It's beautiful. They built like the whole building and everything.
Can you go chill there for a couple of days?
Yeah.
I want to go there.
They have retreats and shit. You eat there, everything. I want to go there and check
out.
They
stick you in a room for like check your fucking mind and shit?
Well, give you a... I don't know. I figured they just give you a room. I haven't really dived in it too deep. But, yeah, they got like, you go there, you eat, because they grow everything there and shit like that.
Yeah.
And I don't think, except for like the rice and stuff like that, but then you like stay and meditate and there's like intense ones where like you meditate 8 hours straight.
Mm.
And like you just sit there. I was reading, of course.
Try doing that shit for fucking 30 seconds. Dude, whoever's listening to this shit, fucking try turning everything off.
Yeah.
For 10 minutes and sit in a room by yourself.
Breathe.
And breathe.
Yeah.
And think about how you're breathing.
Yeah. Pay attention to your breath. Yeah.
And you'll be fucking freaked out.
Oh, God, yeah. Your mind goes
so fast.
Well, you try not to think. What you do is you try not to think. So you kind of like let the thought come that you're just like, okay, let it go.
Yeah.
And then go back to your breath, like, every time. Because it's hard, dude. Your brain is constantly trying to take something in.
Hey, do you ever, like, close your eyes and, like, just fucking focus on, like, just what your eyeballs can't see? I mean,
like peripheral?
You will see, I see shit. Like, in my mind. Like, not in the mind. But, like, literally, visually.
Well, I get those, like floaters?
Oh, dude, it might, like, the, if I close my eyes, mm-hmm. right, for long enough, when I'm trying to go to sleep, yeah. I will see, like, fucking whatever comes up to me. It might be, like, tigers. There's a lot of times, just faces. Just multiple fucking faces.
Have you ever looked at, like, this sounds super weird. Have you ever looked at your eyelids? Like, looked at them? So, like, I'll lay down and I'll see, like, shapes. Like,
forming. That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, it'll be, like, trippy. It'll be, like trippy. It's weird. I don't know how to explain it. Yeah. I'm sure somebody that's listening to this is, knows exactly what the fuck we're talking about, but.
Yeah. Yeah, man. Well, that's part of it.
What do you do to go to sleep? Is there anything, like, usually I could just knock the fuck out, but, like, there's times, like, I can't sleep.
Oh, for sure. Beer. That helps. I woke up on the couch today at 5 o'clock, so that's cool. Mm-hmm. Other than that, I will, have, like, a basically, like, a pre-panic attack about knowing that I have to fucking do shit. But, okay, so, like, the opposite of a panic attack would be, like, excitedness, right?
Yeah.
So, sometimes I get so excited about going to sleep and then waking up, I will pass out. No problem.
Well, so what I do... for myself, is I create...
Oh, and
I do
jerk fantasies. Off, too.
I do fantasies. So...
I used to do that.
I have $1 million. What would you do? What would you change about your life? What would you do right away now?
Here's my one. What I used to do that. Here's my one. Bentley driving down the California Strip. Apparently, it's, like, all clear there. Never been to California.
Like, you talk about, like, Highway 1?
Like going no. Coast,
or like no. Sunset Strip.
Literally just a road that is completely empty of cars because I'm so high and mighty.
Yeah.
That's like probably like 25 years ago now.
Another one I think about is girls. I had that one. It's like dating girls. Like imagine an entire life with a girl. Like
oh, that was before. That
like yeah. Girls I actually know. Like uh-huh. I'm like girls I actually know. I'll be like I was wondering about her. She's pretty. I like her. Whatever. And I was like, create this fantasy in my head.
And then jerking off.
No, I won't jerk off. I'll just... Really? Usually it's never sexual. No, it's usually not sexual. It's usually like having a kid, growing old, living our life, like shit like that.
Wow!
Yeah.
That's fucking amazing. Are you serious?
I'm dead serious.
Wow.
Like just... it's usually never sexual.
Usually never.
Usually. There might be little parts of it, but...
It's never but like, if
I don't, like, sit on it.
The parts of it, it would be, like, just straight missionary, right?
No, I mean, it's, like, usually in the beginning, but, you know, like... It's always, like, the first
time I get out. Ganger.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Fucking hanger from the goddamn raptors and shit.
Dress up like a leather daddy.
Hit the crane, drop down on my fucking dick, bitch.
I had to buy a fucking gimp mask.
Did you?
Yeah. Yeah, it's for a design I'm working on, but
oh.
I'm not going to explain it on here because I don't want anybody doing it for me. Not that it's, like, that fucking great or anything.
Was it you that I ran into them sex workers? Like, the people that made the sex toys? I think that might have been Brian.
No, that wasn't me, but I know there was that factory that was on Northwestern.
Yeah.
I think it was in Haven.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Them guys were super fucking fascinating.
Linnea worked there.
Okay.
Yeah, my friend worked there. He was like, yeah, just boxing dildos up all day.
Mm. How can you not pass up the opportunity to ask them what's the craziest shit? And it was a couple. They both worked there.
Mm.
And, yeah, it was like a foot
sewed
into a gimp mask where it was like a foot brace. And it was like, yeah, you're going to get your toes in my mouth. And there's literally no way.
Have you seen the foot with the vagina in it?
No. Wait, what?
There's a fucking foot.
I don't get the fucking foot.
It's shit. Like you know, at the ankle, it's cut off. It's just a foot. But at the ankle part, at the top, there's a vagina.
That's hot.
So you fuck the vagina. That it's the weirdest fucking thing to me. I don't understand it.
Did you ever use a fleshlight?
No. A friend of ours has one. And I kind of want He talks about how great it is. I don't want anything that great if it's not like I need. I don't want anything superseding real vagina. You understand what I'm saying? I don't want anything better than actual vagina.
No, I don't know what you're saying.
I want actual vagina. That's more important than a fake one.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, that's how I look at it. I'm not trying to.
I can't fuck it like a plastic butt on the edge of the.
That's a
on the edge of the
bed. Yeah, I mean, people do.
Where do you put? Where do you store it at?
Then you gotta clean it out. Yeah, you gotta store it. It's obnoxious.
You know.
Where
do you hide it at? I don't know.
This friend of ours just went on a trip, and I wonder if he brought it with him. Like, well, I'm not going to see my girlfriend for a while, so I'll just bring this with me. Like, going through fucking TSA with that shit.
Well, I think fiancé.
Jesus, I don't want to give too much. But, yeah.
Oh, really? People aren't fucking getting engaged?
Yeah.
Bitch, you realize how old you are?
Yeah. Be 35 this year, man.
When's your fucking parents? When do they get married?
My mom was 19.
Yeah. Okay.
Have you a year later?
Yeah. Well.
Yeah. They're the wedding pictures were true.
Times are changing. Mm-hmm. For sure. Just don't fucking hook up anymore.
That's all they do. It seems like.
Yeah.
There's not a lot of people getting engaged as much as I think, or you think, maybe. I think it's more just people fucking now and getting in relationships because they want to be in a relationship, but they're not actually wanting to be in a relationship.
I don't even have, like, a sex drive anymore.
No, we're 30, man. We're old, man. We're getting...
I really don't. I'm fucking... I don't know what's wrong with me.
I mean, I have one, but it's not, like... It's fucking... I think it's almost toxic at this point. Yeah, because it's like I just want to have sex with somebody and I have sex with them a couple times and then I'm like, I don't want to have sex with them anymore.
Yeah, you said two and done.
Two and done, usually.
Damn.
It sucks, dude. Like, I literally... When I see these things, like, 6 months...
Gift and the curse. Yeah, having a 19-inch cock.
I don't have a 19-inch cock. I don't wish that on anybody either. There's girls that think they'd like that, I feel like. There's not a lot, but there's a small group of them in this world that feel like they want that. And I feel like then when they get it, they don't want it.
There was that shit on... I Really Get Alone. But there was some shit on E-Fucked. That was like...
It always comes back to E-Fucked.
Yeah, that guy, definitely his genetics all went into the penis area. Yeah.
Like John Hughes, or John, no, Tom, what was his name?
John Hughes?
John Hughes is the guy that made like 16 candles.
I think we're talking about the same guy.
It's the guy, I don't know, the guy with the huge dick that got AIDS and died. I think he's a fucking junkie.
It's definitely not Magic Johnson.
No, this is the Wonderland murder. He was there for the Wonderland murders. They were suspected him. He had a connection to it.
I wonder if Magic Johnson still fucks.
That's a question I think about too. I mean, he's living and he's doing alright. Get it all out. Jesus Christ, that's what they need.
I gotta take a piss.
Alright.
Keep on talking.
Well, I don't know what the fuck to talk about. I'm not good at this. Like, by myself.
Talk about the weather.
No, the weather sucks. It's fucking snowy. Fucking intense. Oh, the things I hate. Trap music. Really nice. Fucking hate trap music. No, it's... I can't remember the exact word for it. It's like a monoculture, I think, or something like that. But when rap music is all trap music, that's what it all mostly sounds like for most of the time. It fucking sucks. I don't know. I mean, we grew up, we had East Coast, West Coast, Southern, Midwest rap, and it all sounded fucking different. It had its own thing, and it was great. Now it's all sounds the same. It doesn't matter where the fuck they're from. We're from fucking Ohio, and they sound like they're from Atlanta, and it sucks. I don't want to hear that shit. That's why I listen to jazz and fucking krautrock all the time. But I don't know. And EDM, that's, oh god, fucking EDM. Fuck me in the face. That shit sucks. Shit is the fucking worst music ever. So vapid and fucking stupid. And every time I hear people talk about it, no, it's like, it's fun when you're on Molly. That's why I love it. It's great. When you do Molly, it's fucking great. And I'm like, no, fuck that shit. I don't want to do that shit.
You, what the fuck kind of goddamn okay, as a single guy, right, do you, do you leave the fucking toilet seat up?
No, I always put the toilet seat all the way
to the floor. Is that force a habit?
My,
sports a habit.
Mine's
right?
A habit, yeah. I've been doing that since I found out, like, it shoots fucking bacteria up in there, so I just put all the seats down.
Bacteria in there?
Yeah, it's just, they say the projection of like 25
Are you
feet.
Fucking having a panic attack because they left you alone for like 30 seconds?
No, I just always do that, dude. I don't know.
No, dude.
Bounce my fucking knee.
Alright. What time is it?
I'm full of fucking energy.
Yeah, I guess so.
As it says, one. Okay, now it's back at 1 minute. I think it stopped after an hour.
Yeah, maybe.
I don't know.
Okay. Well, hopefully that recorded. Either way, bye. Love you.
Oh, it's got fucking military time.